Skagway police are keeping tabs on three bears in town. And Haines students showcase a skate park mural project. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. At least three different bears have recently been spotted foraging in downtown Skagway. Reports say there's a large brown bear sow with a big cub and an adult black bear. I spoke with Skagway Police Chief Jerry Reddick about the department's efforts to keep the public safe. While we see you guys driving up and down the alleys at night with the big spotlights on, what's going on?
With the presence of the bears, what we're trying to do is just deter them from wanting to be in the city. So if we can drive them out of the area and keep them out of the yards and just being a nuisance to them, more or less, I think we can keep pushing them back out of the city. We haven't had to do any hazing as far as any non-lethal rounds or even any paintballs at this point. We're just trying to, I don't want to use the word harass, but we try to keep them moving so that they don't just have free range of the city.
A friend of mine left my place on Sunday after watching some football, and on his way home, He spotted a couple of brown bears running over to the airport, and then you guys were pretty close behind, or you were right there, I think. So did you chase them out onto the airstrip?
That actually was probably the night that we were over on this side of the town dealing with a black bear at the time. Now, I did go out into the airport area trying to locate them just to see if they were in the hangar areas or if they went ahead and went across to the Seven Pastures area, and we were not able to ever locate them. I know that last night there were the two bears, which would be the mom, brown bear and cub, and the black bear, all within like two blocks of each other. And that was stayed in 13th through 16th, somewhere in that area. They've got a pretty broad range of where they've been, from all the way down Alaska and second all the way to the composter.
Is there concern for residents being out at night?
I would always err on the side of caution. We've not seen any aggressive behaviors from the bears at this point as far as humans, but they're not exactly scared of humans walking. So that's why we're trying to keep the pressure on them. And when they see the white cars come around, they tend to travel a little faster.
And then what, do you shine the lights on them and they... What,
shine
what
the lights on them and... We've been using the air horn and siren to kind of chirp at them a little bit and just be like a nuisance to them and try to get them moving.
Sounds like there's still a lot of fruit on the ground. There was a cleanup day last weekend, but there's
Correct.
Still a lot of crab apples around.
Still a lot of crab apples. There's a lot of berries still on a lot of the trees. I know that there were at least a couple places that had quite a bit of apples that were gathered and taken to the composter. So that's helped. But they're still going to be coming back to those areas looking for those apples.
What's your advice to the community?
At this point, I think as long as we're vigilant, we're not putting trash out too early to give them an opportunity to become trash bears. As soon as they discover that there's no more fruits and berries, I think we will be in a much better place.
Are you suggesting people get in contact with the owners of property that have fruit trees on them that are still have fruit to try and harvest that? Or
oh, absolutely. And if there's people that can't or are out of town and need that done, we will make arrangements to figure out somebody to go and harvest that, get it out so that we don't continue to have this problem.
So call the police department?
Yes.
All right. Thanks for keeping us informed. That was a conversation with Skagway Police Chief Jerry Reddick about efforts to minimize conflict with bears in Skagway. If you need help harvesting fruit from trees that could attract them, or if you spot a nuisance bear in town, call the police department at 907-983-2232. Haines High Schoolers recently debuted a mural project at the skate park in a community event. As KHNS's Corinne Smith reports, the students' outdoor art project also had a brush with vandalism that was a learning experience for the young artists.
There is a palpable excitement in the air as students, families, teachers, and friends gathered on a cool fall evening to view Haines Art Students Skate Park mural project. There's food, music, and catching up, as it's also one of the first community events since a recent COVID surge last month.
It's real nice. I'm so happy people are coming out here to come look at our pieces.
Senior Trigvi Backey stands on a ramp looking out over the large covered skate park as skaters sail by and younger kids play on the ramps.
We've been working on it since late August, early September. It was a whole class kind of describing the process of how do you spread artwork via, you know, graffiti, and how we do that legally. You know, write a proposal to the borough and kind of explain what we were doing.
The class, led by art teacher Giselle Miller and assisted by local artist Jeremy Sedum, involved developing proposals with designs and budgets submitted to the borough. They studied the history of graffiti and street art, painting and spray painting techniques, and executed their ideas. Now the walls and ramps are graced with distinct, colorful paintings in different styles and sections.
I worked on like that kind of universe painting over there. That was a lot of fun to make.
Beside the planets in orbit, there's a large formline killer whale. It's one of several artworks that were there previously and have been incorporated. There's also a multicolored face looking out, painted by a Haines youth, Mario Benassi Jr., who died tragically in a river accident in California several years ago. Now there's a new mural of Benassi beside it, singing and playing guitar. Freshman Hayden Jimenez stopped skating to chat. He says before, the skate park was kind of forgotten. There was trash and a lot of penis drawings. It was maybe even intimidating to some. Now it's a lot more fun.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun, better like energy just in general of the skate park. Yeah, there's some pretty cool and talented artists and art pieces.
On one wall is a striking woman in profile, wearing a mask, shedding one dark blue tear.
I really like pop art and comic book art, so that was my inspiration for that.
Senior Aubrey Cook is the artist and reflects on what it was like to display her work in a public space.
I think it is so cool. I have never done any type of piece like this, especially this big. I've never done a piece this big. And if you had came in here before, it was kind of just like a bunch of graffiti everywhere with like inappropriate things. But now it's like a really beautiful space. And we all learned that it's a living, breathing space, which means like, eventually, this is going to get covered up by other people's artwork, but we're really thankful for that we had this opportunity to paint.
And it was a tough lesson. During the course of the project, some pieces were partially vandalized and had to be repainted. Art teacher Giselle Miller says there were apologies, and the class addressed the situation together.
And that's part of street art. That's part of graffiti, is that it changes and evolves. And I think that teaching students that impermanence is also really important. And I've done a couple larger pieces and they're not around anymore. So documenting is really important part of the process.
Miller says she's incredibly proud of their personal and artistic growth. The community can view the students' artwork now at the skate park. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.
For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.